Blog Talk Radio.
In the next few hours, I don't think that we're going to reach 62 today.
low tonight of 37. You guys, please bundle up. Now, tomorrow, we're looking at 58 and a low of 31. So below freezing on Saturday night. Sunday, we're going up to 65 and a low of 47. And then on Monday, with a slight chance of showers, we're looking at 72 and a low of 48. Okay? So that's our weather. Now, today's word of the day is, what is this? How do you pronounce this? Cuisant. Cuisant. Q-U-I-E-S-C-E-N-T. Cuisant. Cuisant. And the definition is, it's an adjective, and the definition of cuisant is marked by inactivity or repose, tranquility at rest. Okay, and the second meaning is causing no trouble or symptoms. So if there's a let's say a dog or something sitting around doing nothing, just lying there checking out the scenery, the dog is cuisant. Cuisant. Okay? Causing no trouble or symptoms. Okay? He's cuisant. All right. So that's our word of the day. Again, thanks guys for tuning into the show and welcome. 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 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Today is Friday, and I hope you guys are having a great day. Now, I usually do Free Fall Friday, but today I wanted to do this topic simply because some people asked me to talk about this. We had some differences in opinion, and again, that's what it's all about. You have your opinion, I have my opinion. And we are adults, so we can disagree on things, all right? And we usually will disagree on things, okay? So that's not a bad thing, you know? That's not a bad thing. It's actually okay, all right? But again, we should, you know, we all have our own opinions. Some are different from others. Some are the same. But again, there should be dialogue between the two. And again, you shouldn't get upset with that person because they think that way, and they shouldn't get upset with you because you think this way. I mean, that's the way of the world, right? Now, today's episode is entitled, Should People on Welfare... Let me start over. Should people on welfare be subject to random drug tests? Should people on welfare be subject to random? This is a touchy subject, but we're going to discuss the hopefully the reactions of people who work for a living and how they feel about people who suck off of the government for a living. Okay? And, you know, and what I mean by suck off the government, I'm talking about those people who are getting welfare recipients right now, who don't deserve to get welfare. Okay? Don't deserve it. They're just as able as you and I. Have graduated high school. So they should be able to get a job. They want to take welfare, not get a job, live in very, very mediocre surroundings, and get a check every month. And live in, you know, low-income housing. Because that's what people who are on welfare do. They live in low income housing because those are the spots where the government will pay for you to live. And sometimes, you know, these folks rent is $15, $30 a month. Okay? And they can live there. And then they get a check from the government through the taxpayers that they use to pay that rent. And then that money that they also use to get groceries. And then that money to also use to get, you know, all the other stuff. Hair done, nails done. Some of these young ladies who are on welfare and looking good. I mean, you wouldn't know they're on welfare unless they told you or you knew something about them. But they got their hair done, they got their nails done, they're smelling good, looking good. Okay? But they're also welfare recipients. And you know, our topic is, should people on welfare be subject to random drug tests? Because they also use that taxpayer money that they receive every month to buy drugs, weed, cocaine, whatever, crack, whatever they use. Say, Frank, where do they get the money for that? They don't work. They get it from us, the taxpayer. We pay in every month to take care of them. We get a government hours so that the government can take around and take a portion of that and send it to them. That's how it works. Okay, that's how it works. And I'm not downing people who are on welfare. That's not me. I don't do that. Because a lot of people who are on welfare need to be there. They're legitimate people who need to be on welfare. Legitimate. Okay? Now, and then there are people who are not legitimate that are on welfare, who should not be getting welfare. And some of those people are the ones that I say should be tested. But Frank, how do you know these people? Well, you have people that go out in the field and see people all the time. Send these people to some of these, you know, low-income housing units who are receiving welfare checks every month, EBT cards every month. Send them there to check them out. Knock on the door. Is Harry home? Yes, Harry. Who is that? Well, Harry, this is such from the welfare office. Okay, what's going on? What's going on? Well, we'd like to come in and look at your living conditions and see how you're living, and also see if you can supply us with a sample of your urine. A sample of my urine? Why you want a sample of my urine? Well, Harry, we want to know if you're on drugs or not. If you've been doing drugs or not. What you talking about? I ain't been doing no drugs. What they got to do with it? But Harry, if we do find out that you have been doing drugs, okay? We do find out that you have been doing drugs, it's going to be a problem between us. And that's just the way it is. And I don't think it should be random because, you know, it is like a job, but I don't think it should be random. I think it should just be done every month, 2 months, every 3 months. I don't know. I don't know the solution. But I do think that people who are on welfare, a lot of them are real recipients of welfare. They shouldn't be getting welfare. A lot of people. Okay? A lot of people. Now, there's a stereotype out there of people on welfare that says, you know, if you said draw, you know, picture a person in your mind who's on welfare. Most people would put a poor black person in their mind is on welfare. But get this. There are 2 to 3 times more white people on welfare than blacks. So, you know, that's what we have to do. I don't think it should be random. I think it should be once a month. Once a month testing. Test them once a month. Okay? Test them once a month. You have to come into the office to get your check. And you take a test. If you're clear, here's your check. Bam, go on. Now, you know, that's probably pretty aggressive once a month because you've got so many people who are on welfare. So that'll be hard to be able to do in a short amount of time. A lot of people, you'd have a line out the door, around the corner, and up the street. So, you know, you may have to figure out a different route. But I do think that these people should be drug tested because a lot of them are out there on your dime, on welfare, and all continue to stay doped up, continue to stay high, continuously smoking weed because they know there are no consequences. No one's going to test them. But at a job paying $8.75 an hour wants you to take a drug test before you get the job. And then some policies have random drug testing all during the year. So that's the deal. I think that they should be tested somehow, some way. I'm sure if some good people can sit down in a room together and bang out some stuff and figure out how we can do this and make it work. Or see if it'll work. It's all good. It's all good. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. We're talking about should people on welfare be subject to random drug tests? I say no. I don't think they should be subject to random drug tests. I think they should be subject to drug tests but not some type of regular drug test. But again, like I said, if you had to do that to get your check, you clean up. You do everything you can. Okay? So all me and my young people out there, think about this. Is there honor? Is there honor? Maybe not graduating from high school as a drug testing policy. But I heard that when the law was, they were trying to introduce that in Congress or whatever, the opposition, the people who oppose drug tests for people on welfare said, hey, if you're going to make people on welfare take drug tests, let's test everybody in this House, everybody in Congress. Let's test these senators and congressmen, see who's not clean. Okay? And when they start saying that, things got scrapped. Unbelievable. And people put great time into putting this together, and then you're going to stand there and tear it up and rip it apart and throw it in the garbage. And those are notes and notes and notes and notes and notes. But that's what he did. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, again, when someone says welfare to you, when someone says you on welfare, and you have whatever kind of animal you have, but they say, what will help you to be a welfare recipient? How can you be? There are standards to being a welfare recipient. Okay. Should they be subject to random drug tests? And I think so. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, also, again, because of the misconception of people of what people look like who are on welfare, when you think about it, people associate welfare with black people. Do this. Put people that are on welfare, you come in, you need to get a test done, and then you'll get your check. Okay? Or even, you can send out the check, but you still need to have these people to come in all during the month. And you just check their names off. Blank, 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 blank. All those papers are filled out with people who have come and had a drug test, in the past few days. Step down, get a, blam, 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 blam. And then you've got, those people can test during the month. Come in for your test. And when you come in and take your drug test, hey, I'll scratch your name off the list. You tested negative, bam. You tested, bam. You're gone until you come back the next month. But as long as you're clean, you can get a check. As long as you're clean, you can get a check. As long as you're drug free, you get your money. Okay? They say, all right. Hell, Frank, what you talking about on that, buddy? Cut it off. Cut it short. I don't want my money to go away. Your money not going away. All I'm saying is, if you're out there doping, getting high and smoking dope, doing all this, then, yeah, your money should go away. I mean, you're living better than I am, and I work every day. I work 40, 60 hours a week. I mean, 40, 50 hours a week. I work every day of the week. You don't. You don't have a job. You get up in the morning, you foot loose and fancy free. You're wondering what I'm going to do today. No job. Little bit of money in your pocket. And you got a little bit of my money in your pocket. That's my money. Okay? That's my money in your pocket. Hey, guys, we got about 4 minutes left in the show. Before I go, I want to send a shout-out to my niece, Tia Hill. She's getting married today at 6 o'clock. And Say congratulations to her and her soon to be husband, Jarvis. Hope you guys have a wonderful, wonderful life together. Things right. Try to compromise with each other. Don't say this way we're going to do it, yada yada. Don't just, you know, cut it down. Don't be so hard. Just saying, you know, this is the way it's going to be, girl. If you don't like it, you hit the door. Now you're going to have to compromise in a marriage. 50-50. Got to be that way. And so, congratulations. Many years to come. Today is your day. We'll be there with bells on. So, have fun over the next few days and on your honeymoon, all right? So, take care, guys, and I'll see you guys Monday morning, 10:30 a.m. right here on the Frank Williams Show. Good night.
Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. I said uptown funk you up.